as you enter your dream state, you enter without any doubt about your capacity to do anything. So you can fly, you can jump over trees, you can be young again, you can transcend death, you can stay underwater, you can do, you can communicate telepathically with anyone that you want to, right? You have all of these incredible powers. And if someone has died and you want them back, you bring them back. If you need to be 12 again, and then you come into this state and you say, I can't do any of those things because you're stuck in paradigms. And the paradigm says, you cannot change your shape. You can't shape shift. If you're a certain age, you're a certain age. You can't move yourself into, you can't be in more than one place at the same time, which you can do in your dream easily. You can't do those things. And one of the things I talk about in your sacred self is like learning to become a waking dreamer, to understand that you don't have to go to sleep in order to dream. So now you wake up, and what I'm suggesting to you is that this is also a dream, only it's a 100-year dream. And in this 100-year dream, everything that you can do in your 8-hour dream, you can do in this 100-year dream. Everything. If you know better than to doubt it. And if you get rid of the paradigms that muck up your life. You have the capacity. But the minute that you introduce doubt into it, like that poem that I started out, Real Magic, which is really my effort to write about how to manifest miracles in your life. From Samuel Taylor Coleridge, he said, what if you slept? And what if in your sleep you dreamed? And what if in your dream you went to heaven and there picked a strange and wonderful flower? And what if when you awoke, you held that flower in your hand? Ah, what then? Is it possible to bring something from a dream state into a waking state? Or is that part of a paradigm? And the tiniest smidgen of doubt that enters your consciousness is what you will act upon. 7 key little words from Proverbs, as you think, so shall you be. If you think that it's not possible, what you think about is what expands. Or as Emerson said, the ancestor to every action is a thought. And the minute you have a doubtful thought in your consciousness, you will act upon that and manifest the fruit of that doubt and not be able to see it. You will not see it. So what I'm suggesting to you is that whatever it is that you know is right for you, and this has been called many things, this power, this force that flows through all of us. You are in for such an incredible treat right now. One of the words that is used to describe this force is grace. And in a great hymn, probably one, I think, the greatest song ever written by a person who had nothing, who was struggling in his life, who just jotted it down on the back of an envelope. It's called Amazing Grace. And in Amazing Grace, there are words that say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. And it was grace that taught my heart to feel. It was grace that brought me home. In touring Australia, we toured with a young singer named Cecilia. Cecilia was the first person in the 168-year history of the Oslo Conservatory of Music in Norway. She's Norwegian, from the land of the midnight sun, to ever receive an absolutely perfect score on all facets of voice, including the ability to reach the 10th octave, which only 3 or 4 people on the planet are capable of doing, and to do something called creating what we call the purple. You'll notice as you sing, as you hear her sing Amazing Grace, that there's a moment when she is able to shift colors, if you close your eyes, into what they call the purple range. Her CD is available here. It's called The Voice of the Feminine Spirit. Eight of the songs on here were written by Stuart Wilde, my dear friend. All of the funds of this, and you'll want it, go to her, not to me. And you've never heard anybody sing this song like this. The sounds that you hear at the beginning are the sounds of the whales. Getting them into the studio and getting the earphones on them was the only hard part they had in producing this tape. But I'd like you to hear the voice of the next superstar on this planet singing The Voice of the Feminine Spirit. And just close your eyes and listen to Cecilia as she sings Amazing Grace. And then I'll talk about this when we're done. It takes 4 minutes.